Hello, my name is Kristen Curlin from the Heinz School at Carnegie Mellon University. I'll be your instructor for the Master Medical Management's course on Infrastructure Management. Let's look now at what we'll be doing in this course. This course will be divided up into two subject areas. The first area covers facility and asset optimization, and the second covers emerging tools in healthcare and technology industries to allow such optimization. Facility and asset optimization allows managers to strategically maximize their return on capital investments and plan for disaster management. This is done by utilizing assets in a manner which best serves the organization's mission. All too often, those who plan and make strategic decisions for an organization don't take into account the importance of the assets in regards to their strategic plans and goals. Or perhaps it's just that they don't have the information readily available about those assets. How to obtain and organize this information is where we'll change our focus in the course and discuss emerging tools that are available today. These tools allow users to share information from all levels of an organization. Tools to share such information are known as executive information systems or distributed knowledge management systems. They allow users to gain access to not just data, but critical knowledge about their organizations. Throughout this course, you'll hear new industry terms such as knowledge management and chief technology officer, which replaces the old chief information officer. So how do I plan on distributing my knowledge about infrastructure management and facility optimization? Let's take a look at how this course is organized. The course consists of four lectures. Lecture 1 is an overview of asset optimization. You'll learn about methods by which you can optimize assets through better planning processes and prioritizing assets. We'll also look briefly at the stovepipe applications within your organization. These islands of applications and information are wonderful tools in amongst themselves. However, they remain isolated items that are controlled by individuals or individual groups. These individual groups tend to take their knowledge of these systems and therefore the infrastructure with them when they leave an organization. In Lecture 2, we'll look at two applications that are typically used in the top-down processes: business applications and geographic information systems. For example, we'll look at applications that are used to strategically choose a location for a new satellite office or a doctor's clinic. In Lecture 3, we'll look at systems that are currently used to manage facilities, as well as the assets that are within those facilities. We'll look at incorporating tools for sound space management within a facility, including things like clinic and academic space. We'll also discuss benchmarking applications to review the success or failures of a facility. I'll also introduce a few other facility asset optimization techniques. We'll also talk about assets within a facility, which might include things like medical equipment, furniture, people, patients, or vehicles, just to name a few. Again, we'll discover how you can take the information already available in existing systems and make it accessible by key personnel and decision makers. In the last lecture, we'll discuss ways to give this knowledge back to the institution by creating executive information systems. These will consolidate the data and the information into a format that's easily accessible and readily available by many users. The information then becomes the knowledge of the entire organization and not just key personnel who have access to certain systems. With the right information at the fingertips of those in charge, decisions can be made faster and easier. Knowledge of an organization can expand into many different departments who might all have the need for the same information. This becomes more than just data warehousing. It becomes knowledge management. Before you begin the infrastructure management lectures, I'd like for you to take a few moments now to look at the course overview. There are two sections here for you to look at the basic course structure. One of them is looking at a Blackboard site overview. Here at Carnegie Mellon, we use Blackboard for many of our courses, and I've developed this site to include things like your readings and your PowerPoint lectures. This is also where we'll have discussion board chats and where you'll submit your assignments. So take a moment now to look at the Blackboard site overview and also the section I have on submitting assignments. Once you complete those, you can go ahead and get started with your first lecture in infrastructure management, which will look at asset optimization.